We got new Taylor Swift album to talk about. We also have a buttload of Spider-Man 4 rumors that are walking about in the world, letting you know what's going on there. We also have Universal Studios updates that's coming this summer. Mm-hmm. Ooh, we going classic. As well as Reality Bites and some suplex and heel wrestling news to talk about. All this and more on Throw Me Weekly. Welcome to Thrill Me Weekly. I am the host with the most, but not the Beetlejuice host with the most, Zach. And with me, beside me, is the one, the only, the talented, the wonderful, the clap-loving, yes. Brock.
That's me.
That's her. And with us, again, is the mighty, the willing, the strong, my man, yo man, the Review It Man, Mr. Review It Rob.
It's me. It's the Review It Man, the R-O-B. What's up, man?
Oh, what's up?
And late. Love
it. And late. That's right. Lady with a T.
Listen, I'm representing Klopp, so that's all that matters.
Right?
And if you do not know, Klopp is the manager for Liverpool, and he only has four more weeks left.
Yes.
Until he...
We're going to have a nice retirement party for his last game here. It'll be fun.
Home game.
Before we get into
what
we're
team,
going
y'all.
To get into, well, 100%. You will you'll have to the next day because it's a Sunday game.
No, I'm just saying I'm part of the team. No, like Liverpool's team. You're talking about other things. It's okay. Just keep going. Ignore me.
I am. I'm ignoring. Before we get into it, though, so, Rob, listen to this, because me and Brooke, we went to one of our favorite places the other week. It's the Crowbar, which is the bar in Kroger.
Oh, my God.
So, when we were there the other week, and this is hilarious as all get out, I had to take child Hilton to the bathroom. And Brooke was a little about going, but when we were there, something happened that was stupendous enough that it almost made it to Reality Bites, but I think it's a nice little open to our show.
Yeah.
Brooke watched a meeting between two people, and it was through via app, like they were meeting at the Crowbar for the first time. But that's not even the beginning layer to this. Brooke found out so much about it.
Okay, so it was definitely their first time meeting.
Mm-hmm.
The girl was like trying, she like came up and she's like, are you so-and-so?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, yeah, you're so-and-so. And she was like, yeah. And her friend was with her and they brought a dog.
Yeah, whatever. There was a dog. There was a puppy in the crowbar.
And... they talked for a few minutes, and, like, I'm kind of listening, kind of not, because, like, it was weird. I didn't know what was going on. And then she came back, and she had, like, some, like, dips in her hand or whatnot. And she goes, I felt really awkward, and I wasn't sure what to do, so I felt like if I went and grabbed some food that I could be purchasing later, it wouldn't make it so awkward. And so then they're just standing there. He's like, are you going to sit down or what? And I was like, what is going on here?
You're invested.
I am starting to be invested because... I realized he was wearing a ring.
He was wearing a wedding ring.
And then, like, going back and forth. So I could tell, like, you could tell, obviously, because they were meeting up, that they had talked, but they had never met. And she was even being like, oh, my God, you look like da-da-da-da-da. And he was like, oh, thank you. And was, like, on his phone while talking to her. And, like, he would look up a few times and, like, down. And she was like, oh, you're so on your phone the entire time. And he's like, oh, no, it's for some work stuff. And I was like, no, it's you telling your wife. Yeah, what beans do you want me to pick up? What aisle is that? Acting like you're walking around Kroger forever. Yep. She's checking your location. And you're here at the Crowbar. Hook it up.
Yeah. Oh, man, what a wild time.
That's a real reality show right there.
Dude,
that ain't scripted. That is just full-on reality.
Zach came back, and I literally gave him the look like, do not fucking talk to me.
Yes.
I am invested with what is going on over here. I mean, at one point, Zach looked at me. He's like, "You are staring at them." And I was like, "I know."
I was like, hold on, watching the Bravo channel.
Yes.
Like I was waiting for them all to leave to do a confessional,
dude.
Right.
And I was so in love with the fact that this was happening, not in love with what was happening, but just that I was able to witness it from beginning to end. And then it was really funny because yesterday, this was Friday. So then yesterday, Zach had to go to Kroger to pick up some stuff, not to the Crowbar, but to Kroger. And I was like, stop lying. You're meeting somebody. And I was like, I can check your location and I'm not going to know if you're being, he sent back some like,
I was being goofy.
Yeah, some dead being and being goofy. I was going to make the joke.
Yeah. I was like, all right, time to go meet up on this whatever apps. I don't even know app names. Like,
what do you? All I can think of is Tinder, but I feel like people are past Tinder.
See, I was going Tap Hunter, which is the Crowbar where you could see where they could, what they have. So I was going on Tap It. Tap It. You know what I mean?
I got it.
So you got that reality show. There's some reality people that are working at Applebee's or shooting a commercial at Applebee's that confused people this week. I saw that.
Yes.
Yes. That's a show we watch.
Sheena and Katie. Yes.
Is that going to be in your reality bites later?
No, actually, it really wasn't.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's fine.
There you go.
But it did. First time I met y'all, I walked up to Zach and I'm like, you're really loud. Can you be quiet?
No!
I'm pretty sure you, along with everybody else in the world, always goes, I knew you were Zach because you were so loud and I could tell by your voice. I heard you. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's how it rolls. Well, how it works. Let me tell you about another loud person on the internet, and I'm kidding. Taylor Swift, we're starting off with entertainment news. Hit him with the theme, Brooke! That wasn't the Bewitched theme at all.
I changed it at the end.
A little bit. Okay, Vanilla Ice, calm it down. My song goes dun dun.
Right? That little pity ting in there. It's not the same.
If I have learned, if you just change a little bit, it's not just enough.
Hey, it works for that JoJo Siwa girl, so why not?
There it is. All right, so let's get into this. Taylor Swift dropped her new album, Tortured Poets Department, as Brooke comes in and shows the vinyl we have.
Right?
Well, yeah, so she dropped a regular version, which I got the regular version for Brooke here. And then there's the extended 31-track cut, where I feel like that's where a lot of the fans are kind of falling in love. Because three things that I found out about this album that I kind of want to get into.
Mm-hmm.
One, that the Swifties have hard eyes for Travis Kelce, obviously, because they are a couple now. Then there's this, fans thought that the album was going to be about Joe Alwyn, but not Maddie Healy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Don't know what this is about. And then the final thing, which
because she's
the one...
notorious for her songs being about her exes or being
she
about
dated people. That Joe guy for a long time and then hooked up with the Matt guy right after they broke up, and then now she's with Travis.
Okay. And then the third thing, Swifties are in shock that Taylor Swift seemingly called out Kim Kardashian. And all these title heads right here, you could go to Cinema Blend right now to find out more about it. But I listened to that Kim Kardashian track, and let me tell you, oh boy, oh boy. Like, there is a line where it's like, your daughter's going to hear this song is about you. And it's like, oh my, well, how gossipy here. And I love that because it did bring me back to that whole, like, era with Kanye, like, what?
I mean, she's in her eras tour.
Well, yeah. Well, I went back to the beginning era when Kanye jumped on that stage, and I kind of forgot that it all started back then.
Mm-hmm.
But the album dropped. All this stuff is coming out. How are you feeling? Well, are you okay?
First of all, this tour? I am fabulous because you got me an amazing gift.
That's what I did.
So I was very, very excited about that.
Yeah.
Always. And
you know what I mean? And always. It's,
oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got to go that way always. With it. Boom. Matchy tats.
Yeah. You're so adorably cute. Now I got a toothache.
Here's the thing. Taylor Swift is known for her music having, like, you know, it's about her life.
Yeah.
I mean, she writes what's going on in her life.
Mm-hmm.
So there's sometimes an underlying thing that she might exaggerate or even pull into lines here and there.
Right.
But she is, in my opinion, an undeniably phenomenal artist. I mean, she literally hit 44 out of 50 top songs on Apple Music. That's are hers.
Jeez.
44. I mean, this album is 31 tracks, and then you combined all the re-releases and stuff. Yeah.
So it's just, like, you can't, and here's what I will also say, is that I was very impressed with the balance of the different songs in mm-hmm. her album. Like, some of them give out, you know, that pop and make you want to dance, and then so many of them are catchy, and then some of them really, like, hit that deep soul part. Right. So I really think that she has an overall very balanced album.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, like, I am not full Swifty of where, like, I'm calculating numbers and going crazy where I feel like there are, I mean, it's Sunday. It came out Friday at midnight.
2 a.m.
Well, that's when
not
the...
that I'm counting.
That's when she said that it was a double album.
Right.
Like, it
right.
was insane to see. Like, it would be like for us back in the day waiting at GameStop for a game to come out or waiting mm-hmm. for a movie to open. People were up at midnight waiting for that album.
Yep.
Waiting for the album. Wow. Yeah.
And I mean, I don't blame them. Mm-hmm. I like my sleep and I have gotten old.
For sure.
But there was part of me that I like thought about it and I was like, I'll still hear it in the morning, which I did. I mean, I listened to it.
Yeah.
Right away. But I think that, you know, she, and we've talked about this before, when you think about artists and you think about people that you would want your kid to listen to, she is one that you would want your kid to, and you'd be okay if your kid listened to, because there's so much out there that's not great in the sense of like, oh, you're not mature enough, or you shouldn't be listening to those kind of things. Like, this, it is overall, you know, something you'd be okay.
You tell him, Mama Hilton.
I know.
Someone got in their 30s real quick. No, I like that because I myself did listen to the album mm-hmm. a couple of times. And if there's one thing that I walk away with, it is just she is just easily able to listen to. Like,
yes.
There's nothing that I don't feel like it's for. It's obviously for the Swifties, like
mm-hmm.
obviously, and I'm not calling myself one, but like, it's
I mean,
easy
people
to
break
to. The
that
lyrics
stuff
are
down.
Great. This album does kind of scream poetry while having fat ass beats.
Mm-hmm. Listen,
but
Taylor
I enjoy
Swift
it.
Is amazing. She mm-hmm. is gonna just win everything. She's already
she
won a Super Bowl. I mean,
she
what
did win
more
a Super
did you
Bowl
want
this
for
year?
Her?
What else can she do?
Oh, she did.
Rob, how about you? I mean, yes, you're a big fan. All these re-releases were coming out and you were leading up to them, and now you have the new album.
Yeah, I mean, just going back real quick, her boyfriend's brother was at WrestleMania, so maybe she'll get a WWE championship soon.
This is so
time.
True.
It's yeah. time.
It's time.
She has her hand in everything.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I listened to the album once. Mm-hmm. I don't know what song I like the most out of all of them, but I enjoyed it. It's kind of a thing I've noticed on the internet that some people have said, and I kind of agree with it. It's not my era of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Like, this and Folklore are not the albums that I'm going to listen to that
yes.
much from her.
Right.
But I see the songwriting ability. I see the talent there. I mean, 31 songs out of nowhere. After she was just touring for like 2 years, wasn't she?
Yeah. So, still touring.
So I like it. I'm glad she's released. I'm happy for the Swifties. They got something to listen to. I mean, this was me, 3 months ago when Sum 41 released their album. Like, heck yeah, let's go. This is fun. This is awesome.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
So it's good. I'm glad it's out there for people. But like I said, this is not my Taylor Swift era.
Yeah, I think she might, not that I'm labeling this, do not come after me, internet, but like, there is this point when an artist hits that peak.
Mm-hmm.
Is this that peak?
No.
Is Eras that peak? Mm-mm. Peak? You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
I think she just had to get all of her heartbreak out.
Mm-hmm.
And now the next album's going to be back to being fun.
Mm-hmm.
Shake It Off.
I also think that, I mean,
Shake It Off Part 2.
I definitely see a different side of Taylor when being with Travis Kelce. I mean, in all honesty, I really do. Like, she's out in public a lot more as well, like, of living her best life.
Well, he seems very public.
He is. And, like, they were just at Coachella together. Right. So, and she was, like, singing and dancing and having a, like, great time taking photos with people, which you didn't really see. I mean,
yeah,
there's literally a documentary about where she went into hiding.
Right.
Because of everything going on in her life. And she felt so secluded.
You're right.
So I'm here for it. If I just want her, obviously, and anybody, obviously, to live their best life. So for me, it's like I'm happy for her, and I'm happy to see where she's kind of going. And again, hitting 44 out of the top 50, like,
not too shabby. Not too shabby.
Amazing. Well, amazing.
Taylor Swift's got a new album. What do you think? Drop them in the comments. Yeah. Follow us on Throw Me Weekly on Throw Me Podcast Network. Moving on. All week, we have another show, a new show, Throw Me Update. And this week, both days, I've been able to drop rumors about Spider-Man 4.
Rumor has it.
It's funny. I wanted to do that. I forgot to say that. And I was going to have a rumor has it thing. And I was so mad that I didn't. Anyways, this week, not only did rumors come out that Spider-Man 4 was going to start shooting in September, but the leader of the rumors for director was original Spider-Man trilogy director Sam Raimi taking back the helm of that. So, with all these rumors going around, I'd like to kind of get y'all's feel on if this seems accurate. It seems kind of weird that in 1 week that we got all these Spider-Man rumors. I even put it on our Thrill Me YouTube. I asked everybody, hey, do you think these rumors are true? No, they're false, or maybe. And we have 25% said yes. We have 33% said nope. And then 42% said maybe. These are true. So I put a lot of these on our YouTube now. So make sure you follow us, Throw Me Podcast Network, to see them. What say you, Rob? What are these rumors saying to you?
It's funny because I was looking up to look at the rumors. The first thing I saw was James Gunn joins Tom Holland for Spider-Man 4. I'm like, that's not happening.
That's not a rumor. I'm not making that an update.
Well, I don't, to be honest with you, I haven't seen much of it. I've seen your updates and all that. Is he doing Tom Holland Spider-Man 4?
Yes.
Is he doing Tobey Maguire?
So, and again, this is rumors. Sony has not confirmed. Marvel hasn't confirmed. It could just be one of the names that are on the list, but it is the continuation of Tom Holland, with Tom Holland and Zendaya returning.
I don't know if I like that, because those Tom Holland movies all had the same vibe, and I think Sam Raimi love them. But we know his vibe and his story, and I like what he did with Doctor Strange. I don't think we need to go in that route with Spider-Man. I think we need to keep Spider-Man pretty grounded to what it's been.
And even more so now. Yeah. Because one of the big rumors going around before this previously was that Sony wants to continue on with the multiverse kind of way. Like, we made $2 billion. Bring back Toby. Bring back Andrew. Let's do it again. And Marvel has been very like, no, let's keep this low grounded. Hell, we could have Daredevil in this, which would make it even cooler. I think we need someone, director-wise, to be more less special effecty at the end and more of that Daredevil feel. Even if you got the Daredevil team to come in to do it, I think that's a smarter route. But I do not like the Sam Raimi bet as well.
No, I mean, Sony's in trouble because Madam Web did not do good. So we're going to see how Kraven the Hunter and Venom do for them, but they're desperate at this moment.
I think Venom's going to be safe just because, I mean, both of those movies made money and this is finishing that. Especially with the new title, The Last Dance. Like, everybody knows it's The Last Venom.
Yeah.
So, how about you?
No, I mean, I'm with you of, like, they need to do something. And I agree with Rob after Madam Web. Like, you can't just rely on names. Right. Like, you have to actually put something good together.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah, Sony messed up with that entire spiel where they felt like they can make a universe on an entire universe of side characters.
Yeah.
Like, all these characters deal with Spider-Man, and you have purposely not done Spider-Man. Like, you were smart enough to do a Miles cartoon, good for you. Mm-hmm. But, like, you missed the opportunity of being like, well, screw it. We'll have Elseworlds where, like, we'll have an Andrew sequel. We'll have a Toby sequel, and we'll still do Tom Holland. Like, that was your bread and butter. That's the universes you could have done, but y'all messed that up. So, I don't know. I think it is kind of... If we're having these rumors out there, if it's even Sony putting it out there, being like, I wonder what it's like in the zeitgeist. I wonder how people are responding. I can see that happening too. September, like, if you're planning a Christmas 2025 release, I can see that. But we have no announcements on directors, writers, co-stars, villains, anything. So I'm very interested to see where this goes. But... No.
And it's so weird that they have the rights to Spider-Man so they could technically do what they want.
Yeah, technically. Yeah. It's good that they go in with Marvel. And people forget about this as well. Is like, after that second Spider-Man movie, Far From Home, they broke up. Marvel and Sony broke up. And within a year's time, they were able to not only get back together, but to film one of the most cinematic achievement superhero movies I've ever seen with No Way Home. So all this can be possible. All this can get worked. I do think Sony's smart enough to be like, look, it's not working with us. So let's just, hey, I want to make money. So make Marvel make the good one.
Well, they're about to spend a lot of money, it looks like, because they're now in talks to get Paramount. So let's see.
Are you going to talk that on the Review at Rob show?
Maybe.
All right. Well, if you want to check out the Rob show, maybe he talks about it. Who knows?
Maybe I'll talk about it.
But what we're going to talk about right now, we're going to review a little movie called Abigail. Abigail is a Universal movie that is directed and written by the Radio Silence team, the team that did Ready or Not and Scream 5 and 6.
Sorry, what do you want from me?
You love finding a musical thing off of anybody's sentences. Isn't it true? Always. What did you say? Always, exactly. So this movie stars Dan Stevens and what's her name? What's that girl's name?
Alicia?
Weir? Alicia Weir's the little girl. That's why I don't know who it is. Catherine Newton, obviously. Esposito. I don't know how to say everybody's full name. August Club. It's his final performance. He was in Euphoria, so it was nice to see him. And Melissa, what's her name?
Herrera?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to do spoilers because it is the first weekend, but I would love everybody's thoughts on the movie itself. Like, for me, I think it does a great job with comedy horror. Mm-hmm. There is definitely a lot of blood in this thing. I think it has a nice take on vampire lore while also staying in its own world. And it seems very small of a world that obviously is so big once you get to like those final acts and what they're kind of saying and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I love the cast. Dan Stevens, I've always been a stan for. Stan Stevens.
Nah.
See what I did there?
There you go.
Ever since The Guest. So... For me, I know we say guys like Justin Long is a Scream King. I think Dan Stevens is officially in the Scream King category for me, as well as Catherine Newton, who not only is coming off of this and Lisa Frankenstein, but also has Freaky, like, she is a Scream Queen now.
And I think the Paranormal Activity movie.
Yes, Paranormal Activity 4, her first movie.
Ant-Man was pretty much a horror movie.
But I just absolutely love this movie. The trailer pretty much gives you everything that you need to know about it. I say go see it.
Yeah. I thought it was fun. It had me scream a few times without a doubt.
Yeah, you slapped me.
I did. And I mean, in all honesty, like, there was a moment when I think I went from being like comfortable in my chair to like sitting up. Like, I was like, I'm in this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably one of my favorite movies so far.
Nice. Yeah. I love that. For the year. I love that for you.
I know. Who would have thought? That for you. It's very rewatchable.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like this is a horror movie that Brooke can enjoy for sure. Because yeah. it has that comedy aspect to take you out of the undenying horror of the movie with the monster mm-hmm. film that you get.
Yeah.
Glad to hear you like that one.
Yeah. How about you, Rob?
I loved it to death. Yeah. Loved that movie to death. It was already on my highly anticipated films list. Same. It would have been number one if, you know, a certain Joker movie wasn't coming out this year. But I got a little bit of nervous going in because I don't know if you get this with a movie that you've been anticipating for months where you're like, oh, please don't suck.
When
you
go in there. No, I get this.
But it delivered. I think it's a fantastic monster movie. I love what they're doing with these monster films now with this and Lisa Frankenstein. We're like, just have fun. Mm-hmm. Go out there, do it justice and have fun with it. And then I love that. I did not expect it to be as gory and violent as it was, which I should have got from the first trailer release when they showed the vampire get shot in the head. They edited it out because I guess people complained at some point. But
It was a little girl. I think probably the little girl didn't sit well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, it's violent. It's bloody. It's hilarious. That cast has undeniable chemistry with each other.
Yeah.
All of them delivered.
Yes.
Even the girl, that's the first thing I've seen her in, but amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing, very well put together. I like everything they did. And then I remembered it was Radio Silence. I'm like, oh, that's why everything's exploding in this movie.
Yes. Yeah. I did see one reviewer say, he was like, they get an A+ in explosions. They know how to explode a body. And I'm like, yeah, no, 100%. Like, there's definitely good amounts of gore if gore is your factor. And, like, for me, this is the kind of horror that I really fall in love with. I don't know if it's because it's more mainstream-based or whatever, but I just feel like everything, even though it looks kind of gritty and nasty, you know, the vampire look is gritty and nasty, but, like, it just doesn't turn me off. If that makes sense.
It's what a vampire movie should be, especially when we're doing like a Dracula vampire movie.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's got that mystery feel to it. Plus, it's a heist movie. It's like, this is a great blend. Good job, guys. Good job.
Yeah. And it has great lines. We won't spoil them, but there's one that Dan Steven does that I just roll so hard that I've been quoting at least once a day that I love. And it has to deal with onions. So
it was a good
line.
I just love the story throughout it. Like I felt like it made so much sense.
Yeah.
Like everything like just made so much sense. I was like, oh my God. Like you could not have written a better concept in a sense for 100%. Why this was happening.
Yeah, it immediately shot to number one for me because last week the first Omen went number one, and then this came out. I'm like, boom, this is number one now for me.
I was going to ask when I listened to that episode. You made a great sell for me wanting to see that movie, and I had no want to just because of like previous Omen films didn't do it for me, and with how Exorcist went last year. Like, I could wait to watch it at home, but now you've made me want to go see that. So I was very curious if this was even close to it, but now you made it sound like it is. And it's in my top as well. Like, it is my top two, I think. No, three. It's in my top three, which is A-OK. But also, that's not the only horror movie that came out this week. Late Night with the Devil came out, and a certain reviewer, Rob, is going to review that on his upcoming episode. So if you want to get thoughts on that, I'd check it out.
I appreciate the plug and the good review for my review there, because I don't know how I am as a reviewer. I just talk, right? So to know that I've swayed somebody to want to see a movie, that's awesome.
Yeah, no, 100%. You've sold me, and I want it, and you should want it. And you should want to hear Rob's thoughts on Late Night with the Devil this Monday on the Thrill Me Podcast Network. You could watch it here on YouTube, or you can go through your podcast app and check it out there. All right, so that's the end of entertainment news, and now it's time to jump to...
Go after my
not fun. Summer should be fun. Mena, not fun.
And you sew, and you pretend to do things.
What's wrong with my sewing?
What is wrong with the sewing? Wrong?
What did Mena do?
Amanda did everything.
So, Brooke, this is your time to shine.
Yes. Okay, so a lot has happened. Okay. A lot has happened. Literally, anybody that was like following with Bravo News this week, it was kind of crazy. So it I just
bonkers.
Yeah, I mean, it really kind of did.
Page six.
Yes. you listen.
Yeah, listen.
Listen.
Do you need me to go somewhere else?
No.
While you get your notes together?
No. I had something and then you said something and then I lost what I was thinking. Okay. So, all right. So from Potomac.
Yes.
Which we
Real Housewives.
Real Housewives from Potomac just finished. This is actually the first time since the pandemic that Bravo has not had a Real Housewives show going on. Like there's nothing current right now that you can watch for Real Housewives. They have other things like Summer House and The Valley and things like that going and their Top Chef. But
the Real Housewives brand is not being represented till May.
Potomac just finished up. There was a very honest moment with Mia. It was actually so honest and they led up to it so many times that Zach actually, who has never watched Potomac, sat down to find out what in the world Bravo TV wanted to repeat this line of like...
Well, it's this guy being like for... Four teasers in a row being like, y'all didn't know about this, but I'm going to let you know now, while crying. Four teasers, and three of them are for one reunion.
Yeah.
That reunion is going to be split up in like three or four.
It was three parts. Every teaser had this thing.
But I thought that the season was great in the way that Mia was very honest, and she has actually turned her popularity because of her honesty. So, but with that being said, Robin has been fired from Real Housewives of Potomac, and Candace is backing out. But then we also found out that Candace is pregnant right now.
She's pregnant.
So I'm very interested, and I think that it will be a good shakeup for Potomac. So I'm very interested to see how that rolls out. Crystal from Beverly Hills also got fired. And then there was a rumor that Bravo Andy was leaving.
The fuck he will.
I know. And they came out and that's
naysayed.
Happening.
Okay,
that's,
good.
I know. So, but there was people.
Can't exist without Andy Kane.
I mean, honestly, people were like freaking out, rightfully so.
He's the Nick Fury of Bravo.
Yeah, right? I mean, honestly, that is such a great like make it make sense. Yeah. There has been a lot of things going on with Brittany and Jax, and they have been separated. And at first, everybody thought it was because The Valley, their new show that they're on, to like give it press and things like that. But like, no, they're very separated. And so much so this week, she has unfollowed or blocked Jax and their publicist because there have been rumors circulating that they have been having an affair for a very long time. And that when they were up in Canada, that they hooked up in the bathroom.
It's always
like
Canada.
It's always Canada, bro. No, there's just a lot of things going on. So she she has unfollowed them. Yeah, they met at a crowbar. Thank you for bringing that back. Good job. High five. I'll give you that.
They went to crowbar and they found each other on Tap It Hunter.
Maple leaf beer, didn't they?
Yep. Because of the bathroom sex rumors, people are believing. So. But nobody is surprised that Jax would cheat because, I mean...
This is Jax's thing.
It's Jax's thing. But it's just so funny that they come back to reality TV and like...
But also scorn another guy about doing it. And then he just does it six months later. Cool guy.
Alexia, her husband, Todd, filed for divorce. This will be like her third husband.
Woo!
And then
third time is not the charm.
No, this kind of bleeds into your world. Michelle from The Valley.
Yeah.
Kind of dropped this thing that she had cheated or like it was kind of like said that she had cheated and her husband, who they are now separated, like she's actually dating somebody else.
Okay.
But that she cheated on him and there was like this conversation about it being like, so infidelity, you're done, like talking to her husband. And he was like, yep, nope, I don't want to hear any of it. Infidelity, I'm done. Like there's no working. It's done over.
Okay.
So there's been rumors about who I guess it was with or like previous. And then people are thinking that it was Michael Bay.
The director?
Yeah, but people are saying, Quentin Tarantino.
Oh.
It's Quentin?
No wonder he changed his movie.
Does she have good feet?
Yes, that's the main
question. Is that the thing? Does she have good feet?
I don't know.
Because
I
mean, he's Miami. A feet guy.
I don't know.
Okay.
And then I got one last piece of news for you.
Ooh, love it.
There is a new New York Housewives. If you watched last season, it was all new.
All new.
New Housewives, cast. All new cast. Well, this new housewife is causing issues already.
Why?
There is, when you look into her, mm-hmm. she's got a background.
She's got priors?
She got background. Okay, Scientology.
Oh, she's a Scientologist? Oh. Mm-hmm. She knows my friend Tom?
I don't know.
It's amazing.
She has been linked to a disappearance / murder. Like, this is some crazy shit going down.
So this is a new castmate.
Yeah. So
on the new Housewives. On the new New York TNG.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Awesome.
So, like I said, this week was a little crazy for some Bravo news. So I'm very curious to see how it goes down. And one more thing, if you watched Summer House this week, Danielle, back off my girl Paige and Craig's relationship.
Because they're doing just fine.
They're doing just fine.
Just fine. You heard it here first, Danielle.
You leave them be.
You don't mess with this.
The look on Paige's face was like, am I about to slay you or am I going to walk away and I'll slay you later?
Awesome. Well, thank you for these reality bites.
Welcome.
This was great. I hope you enjoy your Bravo. Rob, do you have any comments?
Well, he did. Remember, he brought
he
up
did, he did.
Early
he
about us. Chili's, and that was with
Chili's
Sheena
right
and
now
Katie.
Has a commercial with mm-hmm. Sheena and Katie.
Yep. And I need you to know a few things. Mm-hmm. Their Chili's has a new espresso martini, which is what
that's
they're
what
like,
they were plugging.
Plugging. And people that have gone, because obviously they're like supporting Bravo, blah, 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 I'm saying that's actually one of the best espresso martinis that they have had.
Listen to me.
And
Sheena, clearly.
Sheena was actually being like a waitress.
Didn't another like, one of the housewives have a very popular drink too? Like skinny something?
Oh, skinny margarita.
Girl margarita.
That's
yeah.
your girl. That's your girl.
Well, it was.
It was. Until she wasn't?
Until she jumped off the deep end.
Oh, okay. Girl. That's fine.
Gotcha. She does a lot of good, she does a lot of good things, but then she does a lot of crazy things too.
You could not pay me to have the espresso martini from Chili's.
I don't know.
I don't care how much you're telling me it's good.
I kind of want to try
to
it.
Hear.
But see, here's the thing. I don't think
guys,
I would want to go.
Comment.
I don't think I would want to go to like my local Chili's down the road because I feel like they're like, Rob, who the hell
Rob,
said that we need to do this?
You have a poll on Thrill Me Insta to do.
Okay.
You have to do a poll. Should Brooke and Zach try the Chili's espresso martini?
Got it.
Thank you. All right. Let's move on to something we all love. There is rumors. There's been talk about new things coming mm-hmm. to Universal Studios Florida. And this week they dropped two little teasers. Mm-hmm. And in case if you have not seen them, mm-hmm. we are going to play them both back to back right now. Here's the first one. We've been able to look at this, dissect it. The internet's obviously.
Oh my God, the internet.
And so many field day things with this.
Listen, everybody has their group. There's Swifties, there's.
Yeah, exactly. So.
The Universal Conspiracy Group is. Wow.
Woo!
Trust me. I don't need to know about those communities.
Yeah, you don't.
But with that first one that we just watched, there's some things. Obviously, you probably didn't get a good look at it, but. One of the things that they were talking about is that April 29th
mm-hmm.
will be the official announcement
mm-hmm.
With this.
Of all of their, like...
summer programming.
Yeah.
How we can say it. And the rumor so far... Well, the first one's not. DreamWorks Land opens with their new revamped Trolls coaster, Shrek meet and greet, Kung Fu Panda meet and greet, all this stuff that you can go for the kids, because it's for the kids. But then also,
for the kids, I will be meeting Poe and getting a picture with Poe.
Oh, heck yeah. But they also, like, you can tell with that TV vibe, like, it's going old school to the 90s. Mm-hmm. So,
the 90s TV.
Let's play the second one.
We found right this now. Old box buried in the office, ignoring this sign.
Made me uncomfortable. Sorry.
So with that, there's a little bit more telling signs. Mm-hmm. Like, well, you got the clock, which did you get anything off the clock? I get Back to the Future when I see the clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was trying to look at the arms to see if it's pointing at a certain hidden date or something. Mm-hmm. But
that's like,
I think Back to the Future is the only thing that makes sense there.
She pulls out shark teeth. Obviously, that's got to be for my man Jaws here. Mm-hmm. Little Bruce action. You get a hoodie, a red hoodie, which screams E.T. You also get a phone, could be phone home. You get slime, and the slime comes off very Ghostbuster-y.
Yeah.
The glitter. That,
a lot of people have said Nickelodeon. Like, that's not Nickelodeon.
Especially after that documentary that just came out. I think we're staying fucking far from Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Then you get the glitter, which is Trolls. Mm-hmm. Then you get the noodles, which was Poe.
From the Onion. Panda. I thought Grinch. I'm like, the Grinch is going to be in this
one? Same thing. And then Brooke looked it up and was like, ahem, Shrek.
Shrek.
Because
when he's talking with Donkey.
Talking to Donkey about onions
and we think
layers.
That there's going
to
be a meet and greet with the two of them.
So this is just...
Over in that area.
You got to keep Donkey.
You got to... Yeah. Well, like they the even have... They have Shrek's little hut thing there. So I think that'll be the standing area. All right. So we will be following this. Mm-hmm. We will be talking about the announcement. But what do you think we have coming? Obviously, the water show is something that's coming soon.
Real quick, because you didn't really go into it on the first one. Because
it's hard to see.
It is. But there are pictures within it where it talks. It shows
within the TV.
Mm-hmm, it shows... like the bicycle for E.T. Mm-hmm. It shows the dinosaur footprint for Jurassic Park, the ride. It shows
the mouth?
No, the Back to the Future.
The flux capacitor.
Yeah, flux capacitor.
Yeah, I can
Thank
see the
you.
Flux capacitor.
Then you've got Jaws. And then there's like the ghost for Ghostbusters.
Okay.
So, and like you were saying, I think that it has to do with everything that's coming. So obviously that first one did have like a date of April 29th, 2024.
Right.
Which we feel like is when the announcement is coming of everything that Universal's going to release that's coming new for the summer.
Right.
Like it's their big summer for Universal. Summer. Yes.
Big summer for Universal, because the water show, the summer tribute store, the parade, that is rumored, the great movie or movie something parade, and now their new land. This is going to be a season for them when they're just a year away from their biggest park.
Yes.
So like the fact that they
got that going on, they have the building they're changing over in City Walk. They're busy.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's right. Well, there's two
And I don't think
changing.
That's going to be for a hot minute.
The Legacy store shut down, and now that's supposedly going to be something. But then they're shutting down Cinnabon.
They did.
Yeah, and the
Quiet
Surf
Place.
Shop.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a Butterbeer bar that gets put into that.
There's still a rumors. Cinnabon in Islands of Adventure, and I'm sure there's one in Universal as well, but... I know for sure there's only Islands.
I think it's just Islands.
Yeah, I think Islands. But, I mean, that's fine. But all this news, we're speculating right now, but be on the lookout because that's going to be a big thing for Thrill Me Weekly moving forward is this summer, like,
Yeah.
I can't wait to actually go back to classic stuff. The only thing I think that they haven't promoted that I kind of wish they did, because you could kind of do a little bit, give the Universal Monsters some love. Just give, you know what I mean? They could have a little parade thing. They could be in the water show. Just do that thing. Why are you making that noise?
I mean, with the land they're building in the house, we know they're getting.
Goddamn right. Yeah. Whatever.
I think that's, I honestly think that's going to be the next coin for.
Next coin for the release.
For Epic. So yeah. Dark, I think it's going to be Dark Universe
is the next. Listen, I will fucking cry.
I already know.
All right. You know what else?
But it is very exciting because, like, that's what, in a week? April
Monday. 29th? Not this Monday, next Monday.
Yeah, so a week. Yeah.
By the time this releases, you got a week.
Yeah.
You got a week
coming. Mardi Gras is over, so.
Yep.
That's completely over. Now.
So they announce this, and then it's HHN all after that.
Let's just go, boys. All right, so let's get into our final subject of the evening.
I'm the tribal chief around here. Yeah, you see me. The tribal chief. That's right.
And I'm old and I'm fucking tired. I work with fucking kids.
Jack's now on the apron.
Oh, no. Jack's
not there, Tom. Alana's still got a fight away. Jack's through the table.
My home.
That's it.
All right. So we'll start with breaking-ish news that Rob brought to me. Matt Hardy appeared on TNA's Rebellion pay-per-view last night. Oh. He left AEW. He hasn't been contracted. Like, he didn't sign a new contract. So he was able to appear here. The thing also...
Isn't that who we saw at the Comic-Con?
Yes, Matt Hardy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and his 42 kids and wife at his round table. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, that is who
all
we
saw.
All
the kids were there.
Like, we didn't meet them. We just saw the entire Hardy family.
Yeah, because
there.
They were like on a corner spot. And yeah. I was like, oh my God.
So many. Orange Cassidy looked so like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
I met Matt Hardy a long time ago. I met him a long time ago. I have his autograph over there in the Hardy Boys book. So.
I will give you, okay, we'll do this here. I have a core memory I forgot till my friend brought it up the other day.
So it was unlocked for you?
It was unlocked. So, Matt Hardy, I went to go see SummerSlam 2005 the night he fought Edge for the first time. Mm-hmm. And that's where he gets like all banged up in the face or whatever. And it was in DC, so we were driving back. We stopped at a Waffle House. Matt Hardy was at that Waffle House and obviously knew me and my friend were fans, were wearing WWE shirts at the time. This is 2005. We don't even talk to him and we fucking go sit down. We order our food. He gets done. He gets up, comes over to us and he goes, hey, I appreciate you not, bombarding me while I was eating. So I just wanted to come over and say hi. Thank you.
Nice.
He took our hands. I was like, Matt Hardy, you're going to have 42 kids. I can't wait.
There you go.
But he appeared on TNA Rebellion last night.
And how funny would it have been if you were like, who are you?
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. I don't know who you are.
I only know Jeff Hardy. Who is that?
Right?
I already know Jeff Harvey.
Yeah.
So Matt Hardy appeared last night, but the kind of tweak of that, he still says he's a free agent. He is not signed with TNA.
Oh.
Because there have been rumblings about certain things, and I don't know if he's just trying to capitalize about being a part of that kind of Wyatt thing going on right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But everybody's got to keep their name in the news. So he's appeared there. Earlier this week, Rhea Ripley had to vacate her women's world title on Raw after an injury by Liv Morgan on WWE Raw, two weeks ago at this point? So they waited a week, and now they officially had to vacate it, where this Monday they're doing a battle royal to crown the new champion. Rob, as my resident WWE guy, she had the title for a year, big-ass reign, and it to come to an end due to a backstage segment? I don't even know what happened. Like, her arm's in a sling, but I shit you not, the chair Liv Morgan threw at her? I was like, oh, that ain't good.
Yeah, that's not good. No. I said the same thing when I saw it. It happened when it wasn't the chair shot. It was Liv pushed her into the wall.
Uh-huh.
And Rhea already had an injury to her arm. that she's mm-hmm. been working through. And that mm-hmm. just made it even worse to right. where she's now going to have to miss time.
Right. So. Like, do you think this is a big blow to Raw?
I mean, with the draft coming up, that's kind of convenient. We can try mm-hmm. to move some people around. But yeah, I mean, it's a huge freaking loss when you lose the biggest women's star in your company right now. Like, she,
right.
people are not happy at Liv. Like, people used to love Liv. They hate her now. Like, they hate her even more now.
I think the whole plan was to try to get that boost for Liv to get that babyface pop. Now you're on the precipice of biggest heel of the company. And what I would do, this is just me, I would get that title on Liv and get her an army for when Rhea comes back.
That makes sense.
Now you have stone cold heat. You got that Becky heat from when she got her nose broke, and when she comes back, she's going to mess some people up. This is a chance to keep, like, not only WWE, but Rhea. I wish I could speak.
You got this.
Specifically make Rhea have that burner effect to keep them in the zeitgeist.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah, the thing I saw is, sorry to cut you off, is nope, that Liv said something about taking everything away from Rhea when she was coming back for her revenge tour. So mm-hmm. people are throwing out the rumor that she gets put into the Judgment Day, or Dominic goes after her and they start some kind of thing, which is just going to mm-hmm. make Rhea even more mad. And they've already kind of teased a breakup with the Judgment Day, especially this Monday with Finn. It just, something didn't seem right there. So something's happening.
Okay. Okay. What were you going to say about Rhea?
Bye.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's
we harsh. All know I don't like her.
I know.
Here's what I will say. I do think that it sucks for that to be like the reason.
The way you go.
But,
right.
you know, accidents happen. This yes. is where it's real. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there are aspects of it that are fabricated.
Yeah.
However, as much as it is entertainment, it is still very real that people are putting their bodies, you right. know, yeah. just like any other sport. Right. So I feel in the sense of that, but I'm not a, you know, but I would never wish any like
harm on anybody.
Yep.
Whoa.
No, yeah, like that's what I was saying.
No, the look you gave. Who have you wished harm upon?
Probably no, a certain no certain internet champion. I'm sure that's him.
No, you know, no she did, she made a Twitter page one time against him, right?
I did.
Good. Oh, it was great. It was at Zach Biter. So if you can find that on Twitter or X or whatever, it's our own.
Still there, I don't even
know. All right. I hope best recovery. Yeah. I hope it springboards towards a better opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
But I will say, I am not a Rhea guy, but I am willing to sit here and be like, oh man, she is talented. She ain't for me, but boy oh boy, you have a chance to have that zeitgeist mentality. Yeah. From here on out.
If anything, it's good that it happened when the draft is happening, because now she agreed. And Seth are going to be out for a long time. So you.
Oh, Seth's out too?
Yeah, he tore his meniscus before WrestleMania.
You know this thing. So, oh, yeah, that's what he kept like resting for a while.
Yeah, he worked both nights with a torn.
Damn.
Hopefully he didn't tear anything else, because apparently that can happen, because it happened to me.
That's true.
Well, I think I tore my ACL first, and then because it wasn't fixed right away, it was the meniscus and PCL.
Gotcha. All right, let's get into the final bit of Suplex and Heel. Tonight is AEW Dynasty. And as you can see here, the main event of the evening will be Samoa Joe facing off with Swerve Strickland for the AEW Championship. I love them. Other things happening tonight. We have the AEW Women's title on the line, Toni Storm versus Thunder Rosa. We have the TBS title, Julia Hart versus Willow Nightingale. We have the AEW World Tag Team Championships, the Young Bucks versus FTR in a ladder match. We got the Continental title, Pac versus Okada. We have the International Championship with Roderick Strong and Kylie O'Reilly. O'Reilly. Kylie O'Reilly. That's right. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Wow! FTW Championship.
And you call me out?
Jericho. Right. But we have Adam Copeland, Eddie Kingston, and Mark Briscoe versus the House of Black. We have 0 Hour stuff going down. The Acclaimed will be on that, Orange Cassidy and others. But the match that I am all about, that I'm coming to the dance for, the reason why I need to watch this goddamn show, there has not been a match I've been more excited about in at least a year. It is Will Ospreay versus Bryan Danielson. If there are two forces that I need to see have a good match. And this, Rob said this earlier. Have you ever been more excited about something, anticipation for something, and then you see it, and sometimes it's either going to go good or go bad? That's where I'm at right now. Is this going to live up to where I'm
your
building
expectations?
It? Because boy, oh boy, I need this match to be a banger. Mm. So that's AEW next week. On Thrill Me Weekly, I will let you know if I did get to see that banger of a match. And we'll see what else is going to happen on this show with the Young Bucks and Jack Perry. All right, so that's Thrill Me Weekly. Thanks for stopping by, Brooke. Thanks for hanging out.
No problem.
Rob, thanks for hanging out.
Absolutely, it's fun.
Check out the review at Rob's show this Monday for a review for Late Night with the Devil. And then next week, I'll give my thoughts on it. Nope. And it'll be quick thoughts. I'll say one thing. But so Brooke, take us out.
I was trying to think of what
you
I
don't
said.
Remember your slogan,
I
do you?
I don't. Did I say that's a wrap?
Yes.
I did! Look at